You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Torrential rain made a grocery store roof collapse and closed down multiple lanes on a major Wisconsin highway. Madison set a rainfall record on Monday when 2.48 inches fell over a span of just 3 hours. The previous record was 2.25 inches set back in 1994. Historically, it was the 20th wettest single day in June and the 9th wettest day in June since 1980. Here at the WRCO studios, we received 1.59 inches yesterday, another 11 hundredths of an inch today, for a total of 1.70 inches. Heavy rain poured down in such a short amount of time, it caused a roof to partially collapse at Madison's east side Woodman's grocery store. The Madison Fire Department describes water pouring into the building at about 8:45 at the Woodman's on Milwaukee Street. Woodman staff said no one was hurt when the roof partially collapsed. The store is closed until further notice as staff work with engineers and architects to make it safe again. Working with city building inspectors and the store's engineer, firefighters determined the roof collapse was the result of accumulated storm water. Flooding was ongoing on many city streets, even on I-3990. The two right lanes had to close from water on the road. Power outages were also reported around the area. The storm even knocked WRCO and WRCE off the air for a short time. More rain is in the forecast this week, with possibly a quarter inch on Wednesday and another inch or so on Thursday before the weather dries out for Friday. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms again today with a high of 74. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin warns homeowners to beware of storm chasers after a natural disaster like storms, flooding, and wildfires. Melissa Kay has more.
Not all storm chasers and out-of-town contractors are scammers, but some may lack the proper licensing for the area. They may offer quick fixes or make big promises they won't keep. The BBB recommends contacting your insurance company first. After that, do your research to find trusted contractors or get references from friends and relatives. Resist high-pressure sales. Be especially wary of door-to-door contractors. Don't sign over insurance checks to contractors and be cautious of requests to pay for everything up front. Be careful allowing someone you don't know to inspect places you can't see. An unethical contractor may create damage to get work, so get familiar with your home. Keep tabs on the conditions of hard-to-see places often and take pictures. You can find more info at bbb.org.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has delivered a victory for environmentalists in the battle over the regulation of forever chemicals known as PFAS. The court ruled Tuesday that state regulators can force landowners to clean up emerging pollutants such as PFAS before they are officially designated as hazardous substances. The ruling from the Liberal-controlled court is a defeat for the state's powerful group representing businesses and manufacturers, which had argued the state couldn't enforce regulations on substances before they were officially designated as hazardous. It is the latest development in a years-long battle involving regulators, environmentalists, politicians, and businesses over how to deal with PFAS contamination. Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would change the way the school voucher program is funded. The bill would use the state's general purpose revenue to fund school vouchers rather than state aid and local property taxes. Proponents of the legislation say it would provide property tax relief to residents and could increase state funding for public schools. Critics of the proposal, including Governor Tony Evers, raise concerns about the possibility of choice schools receiving more funding than the state's public schools. Citing funding cuts from the Trump administration and uncertainty from the Wisconsin legislature, University of Wisconsin Chancellor Jennifer Nukin on Monday directed budget cuts of 5% for all schools and colleges and 7% for administrative and other departments in fiscal year 2026. Nukin acknowledged the cuts will not be painless. Republican lawmakers proposed cutting the overall UW system budget by $87 million, While higher education faces multiple challenges from the Trump administration, including changes to reimbursement rates, grant terminations, freezes and stop work orders, and cuts to Pell Grants and elimination of work-study programs for students. State lawmakers pass a bill that would allow delivery and rideshare drivers to receive benefits. The bill from Republican Senator Julian Bradley and Representative Alex Dolman passed along party lines in the Assembly and Senate. The authors say if signed into law, it would make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to allow those drivers to receive benefits like retirement accounts, health insurance, and occupational accident insurance. Some Democrats have opposed the legislation, calling it anti-worker. The bill is now ready for Democratic Governor Tony Evers' consideration. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has delivered a victory for environmentalists in the battle over the regulation of forever chemicals known as PFAS. The court ruled Tuesday that state regulators can force landowners to clean up emerging pollutants such as PFAS before they are officially designated as hazardous substances. The ruling from the liberal-controlled court is a defeat for the state's powerful group representing businesses and manufacturers, which had argued the state couldn't enforce regulations on substances before they were officially designated as hazardous. It is the latest development in a years-long battle involving regulators, environmentalists, politicians, and businesses over how to deal with PFAS contamination. It's a busy time for the Richland County 4-H, with plenty for everyone to do throughout the remainder of June and all through the summer. Intern Isaiah Courier invites everyone to participate in the Youth Community Garden at the Smart Farm.
We have three ways you could participate. Our first meeting, we planted a variety of vine plants just so that we don't have to tend as well. But it's at the Smart Farm in partnership with the Richland County Foundation. We have the 4-H Youth Community Garden where you can help participate at the garden, and then you can take your produce grown to the Richland County Farmers Market and sell produce there with us in August. And then we have the 4-H Garden Community Club, where your 4-H group can come out and have a garden, keep the produce. And then we have a family garden, which is kind of the same.
To find out more about Richland County 4-H or summer activities open to everyone, check out the webpage at richland.extension.wisc.edu. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night, thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with two home runs, four runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
No, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with I'd say confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are going to bring some heavy rain here for the next several days. We could end up with an inch to an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down on Friday. Today, we'll get to 78, tonight 64, tomorrow's high 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.